Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. It's National Nurses Week, and of course, this is to draw attention to the critical role that nurses play. But there is new data that shows that they're facing escalating safety risks on the job. The American Hospital Association says up to 76% of healthcare workers have reported experiencing violence, verbally and physically. Joining us right now to talk more about some solutions for this, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Enterprise at Axon, Mike Shore. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us. John Voigt is here as well, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Memorial Hermann the Woodlands Medical Center in Texas. John, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You guys both have an interesting background, that led you into the medical field. Mike, as I understand it, your company traditionally has dealt with training and technology for law enforcement, but has branched out to help assist other frontline workers like retailers and healthcare workers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Our company's founded on a mission to protect life. And we really got pulled into some of these frontline, call it, environments during COVID. I like to say quite simply, like, people stopped following the rules. And, you know, 6 years later, we've sort of normalized the lack of civility in some of these environments. And when you look at the hospital, nurses are five times more likely to be assaulted than really any other profession. There's 4 million nurses in the U.S., and it's a big challenge.
That is a huge challenge. John, you served in the military and in law enforcement before becoming a nurse. How does that background help shape how you think about safety in healthcare?
Well, I think that as a soldier in the U.S. Army, I think, and as a police officer, clearly there's lots of training and knowledge imparted on how to manage and de-escalate patients and or de-escalate, criminals in some cases. I think that you're given the tools in your tool belt to be able to manage those situations. And I think in healthcare, what I found is that they don't have those tools. They go to work every day trying to do their very best to provide the highest quality care and in a compassionate way. And now they're being challenged with facing workplace violence issues. So I think that at the end of the day, all three of those professions want to go home at the end of their shift. And I think that's where I find it, frustrating that we're not getting nurses the attention that they need to get the tools in their tool belt.
Yeah. John, what kind of things are people facing in healthcare right now? What are some of these incidents that we're talking about?
Well, I think that, when we talk about workplace violence, that comes in a multitude of ways. I think that it's patients that are physiologically ill. I think about traumatic brain injury patients that we expect to have poor behaviors because their brain has been affected by their illness. Similarly, with mentally ill patients, I think we expect it to a certain degree, and we clinically can manage those situations, and we have work to do on that as well. I think where we don't expect it is when visitors come in to have a baby with someone, or they come in to see a loved one and they are at conflict with each other about what care they want for their mother or their father at the end of their life or whatever that might be, and that devolves to physical aggression, and somehow it's the nurse that gets attacked. These are the things that nurses are not trained to deal with, and these are the things we're seeing regularly now. One of the things that we've identified is that in 2019, there were about 14,000 workplace violence events reported for nursing, and 2023, that number rose to 24,000. So clearly an exponential increase in assaults on nurses, but the egregiousness of those assaults is also significantly worse.
Mike, what role does technology play in supporting safety for nurses and other healthcare workers on the front line?
Sure, yeah, and this is where Axon, comes into play. When we started looking at the healthcare system and working with them, we started to see security organizations adopt tools like body-worn cameras and our associated software, evidence.com or Fusus, And what you're enabling now these security departments and nursing teams to do is have real-time situational awareness. And so from this, we call it like an AI-enabled wearable on your chest, things like real-time audio and video direct to a security operations center, triaging those incidents and understanding, okay, what's exactly happening? Maybe you don't need to send security. Maybe it's escalated beyond that and you send law enforcement. Or maybe it's something like a heart attack and you need to send the appropriate responder for that. Recall that, you know, when these incidents happen, the folks that are responding are humans too. They're people in a high stress environment and a lot of times blind, and that can actually escalate some of these incidents. And so from the device on a chest that's now being worn by nurses as well, the Axon Body Mini, to all of the investigations and reporting that need to happen after that, that can oftentimes take, hours, days, weeks to really organize and put together the evidence in a compliant way. And our technology allows you to do that in a much more efficient way. So not only, you know, do nurses feel much more protected by having essentially a guardian at all times on their chest, but actually the entire administrative burden of one of these incidents is significantly reduced. And when John talks about these stats, I actually think they're underreported because of the administrative burden that becomes associated to them. And a lot of times, you know, think about these people just like you and me. If you're scared of your safety at work, what are you going to do? You're probably going to leave. And, you know, there's going to be a real toll on you mentally and unfortunately physically. And so we're sort of leveling that playing field with technologies that are broadly available.
Yeah, John, this has got to be a real breakthrough for healthcare workers on the front line, huh?
Oh, I think so. I think that, as I said before, we're looking for those tools in the tool belt, and we need all solutions, whether that be technology or, legislative resolutions to solve some of these issues for us. I think that whatever tool we can put in that tool belt is going to be critical.
Where could we go for more information?
So there's a number of great resources at axon.com/healthcare if you're interested in learning more about these challenges, as well as the solutions that are being deployed every day by hospitals in the U.S. And then I also want to make sure I say thank you to John for being here today and to the 4 million nurses in the U.S. Happy Nurses Week.
Happy Nurses Week indeed, John. And Mike, thanks to you for being here as well. Thanks, both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. The new 105.5 WPHM. Yeah, interesting. I hadn't really thought about workplace violence when it comes to healthcare workers, but yeah, especially in the ER, you know, tempers, and anxiety runs high. I deal with an awful lot there. And if you know a nurse, wish them a happy Nurses Week this week.